talking about cooking. Cast iron skillets, definitely. But do you have to? But you have, what you have to remember is that that fucking skillet's hot for like another 20 or 30 minutes. I've reached over and going, oh, let me get this, and go, oh, it sucks.
That's so. Terrible. Have you ever had to? I don't know. I don't want to, you know, imply the story we just told. But have you ever had to run out of the house?
Okay. Run out of the house with a pan on fire,
like yes. Clark Griswold, yes. Fucking throwing it.
In yes, the- I did actually, in my early days of cooking, catch a cast iron skillet on fire. Got pretty intense, you know. I grabbed it up and I ran out the door with it.
Mm-hmm.
Caught the little chiffon curtain my wife had on the back door. They had these French doors that swung out onto this deck.
What were you cooking?
I don't remember actually. I was definitely trying to get it hot enough because I was going to do some searing, and I don't even remember what I was trying to cook, but I just remember that I caught it's that
like
shit
every day,
like, you know, to the point where, like, you know, I was like, oh, where's the salt? I couldn't find the salt, so I threw a towel on it. So I threw a towel on it, thinking that was going to smother it, which the towel ignited. Yeah. The towel ignited.
They're flammable too,
and started going up. And I'm like, I was like, there's only one solution is to grab this pan and go out the back door.
And get the fuck out of the
house. And get the fuck out of the house before the shit gets real. You know, like there's probably still maybe a little char mark on the back of that wall.
You know.
But I went out and threw it in the yard and it killed, you know, a spot in the yard, and it's probably still there. I'm sure of it. I'm sure.
Well, you said it was still there a little bit.
Well, after even we lived there probably for another 2 or 3 years, and I could never grow grass there. It was just a circle in the backyard.
So I'd like to think that there's this like Zach Bagan fucking style circle somewhere in Columbus, Ohio. Created
by the aliens.
Yeah. They say nothing will grow there because of the demon. tried to make a pan-fried steak. I don't know why I have a southern accent.
Tried to blacken some fish. In Columbus,
Ohio. I just moved here recently, and I'm on the news.
And I'm on the news, yeah.
Weren't you on the news in fucking Georgia when that tornado touched down? I was like, yeah, it was me and Ebony Hooker.
Ebony Hooker. Out there
slinging tornadoes and not giving a fuck. And now I'm up here in Columbus, Ohio, hey, and this spot of grass will not grow. Me and Ebony Hooker
and Black Junk.
Dick Pound.
Dick Pound Dick. Mike Hunt.
Yeah. I knew a Mike Hunt. You know, I worked at the grocery store when I was 16 because I knew his brother, Eben. Eben Hunt. It worked at this grocery store. I think it's owned by Albertsons. But it's like a grocery store. I was there, and his brother Mike worked at the customer service.
Like, oh, so you always had to page him.
Yeah. Mike Hunt, customer Mike service. Hunt,
customer service. Mike Hunt. Customer service.
It's the old ladies looking around like, what the fuck? Why is he talking about?
Cunt.
I'm saying cunt like it's not a slur. Calm the fuck down. It's 15 years before he's supposed to be upset about this. You looking
for a date, sonny?
Not with you. Sorry. Well, now I am upset. Nobody should use the word cunt because nobody wants to fuck me. That's what it is with a lot of people that get unnaturally offended at things that they shouldn't because they have no personality. Like, they really should just go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and be like, you know what? I wouldn't fuck me either.
I wouldn't do it either. Holy shit, am I ugly.
And it's the rest of the world's fault.
And it's the rest of the world's fault that I'm this ugly. Yeah, we're out shaming people now. Yeah.
Who? Where's Seamus?
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, I prefer a good-looking person. It's okay. It's okay, you know. I prefer a pleasing face.
Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I'm pretty sure if we compared what's attractive to either one of us, we would come up with different things. And that's very true. Totally fine.
Like,
what's attractive to me is not what's attractive to you, but what's objectively ugly is objectively ugly. And it's people like fucking that.
And it's like, you know, I've heard ugly people go,
we can.
They ugly.
We don't need
like,
to.
I'm like, what are you talking about? You ugly.
We don't need to agree on most things. We don't need to agree on most things, but we can look at certain people and be like, yeah, dog, yeah. Like, you ugly as fuck.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You're never going to make it.
Hey, does OnlyFans have radio? Yeah.
You're going to pay for sex forever.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you're never going to get lucky. They're just going to walk up to you and go, ew. and just walk away.
Enjoy Thailand. You're going to meet a lot of European and Australian tourists who are all in the similar age group and then go there for these same reasons. You know what? Those motherfuckers ruined Thailand for me because I love Thai food.
Oh my gosh.
I want to hug an elephant. Like there's stuff there that I would love to do that, you know, as a guy who's not married,
I enjoy going to Thailand.
But, you know, when you get on that plane and you're by yourself, like, what do you think people are going to think when they look at you? Like,
he's going to get a lady boy.
Yeah. It's like, all I want is two spicy food, and then I want to snuggle an elephant.
And
like,
some karaoke at a crappy Singapore fucking bar.
And you know what? Maybe I also want to watch somebody get elbowed in the face, because the whole, like, Muay Thai thing
they're very serious about that. They're slippery little fucks.
Like, you think Logan Paul's tough.
Yeah. Like, guys are slippery, too.
Yeah, they are aggressive.
They're aggressive. They get into it. Yeah, that's a great fight game.
Fat, hideous, more than middle-aged, because I would probably consider myself middle-aged this way. More than middle-aged chuds have ruined fucking Thailand for me, and I can never go there because of these fucking people. As soon as I get on the plane, they're assuming me over there doing Jared from Subway shit. When all I want to do is hang out. Animals, food, and fucking
the jungle and go, I shouldn't be here.
Maybe not. Maybe go over there in the winter and not freeze my balls off too. Yeah,
exactly.
And then eat some delicious ass food. Yeah. Maybe I'll take a swing over into Vietnam and drink some snake blood vodka or some snake venom vodka.
Get lady boys there too, probably.
You can. you can get them. I'm pretty sure you can get them in America. You know what? Let's hang on. I'm gonna pull up my phone. I think we can get. Let's get Eddie Murphy on the phone and figure out if he can get transvestite hookers in the United States. I'm pretty sure that you can. I'm pretty sure OnlyFans is non-exclusive, and it leads to other things. It's a gateway drug. But there is like kind of an implication, right? If you go to Thailand,
like, what you going there for?
I've known people like.
It's like I'm going there to go be at the Club Med.
Yeah, like luckily he's with his girlfriend, so he didn't give him too much shit. But he's like, freaky. Well, him and his girlfriend were photographers. So
photographers.
Well, it's like, why the fuck wouldn't you want to go to Thailand if you're a photographer? Like, holy shit! Like, can you imagine the good shots that you're gonna get over there? So they pack up, they save up some money, pack up. Fucking go to Thailand. And it's like, so he didn't get too much shit. He just got a little bit of shit over the fucking over the plane. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, who are the people that even get to the point where they feel like they need to say something to somebody? Like, even then, like, I will just look at people around there and be like, you're probably there to bang hookers. And and do the whole thing. But I'm not going to say anything to anybody.
Right.
It's like, that's the same type of person that will just going to click around on fucking Twitter the entire day. These people are the reason why Jack Dorsey made anything of himself. Right. Instead, he's just going to live his fucking homeless beard and hopefully be homeless.
Yeah, you know, I just think, it's like they should just like Twitter should just close its doors. It would end so much bullshit in probably the world.
It's because you can't uninvent something.
Even with Trump being banned from it, it's just like, mean tweets in the middle of the night, he was just, out triggering people, and he knew Twitter was the place to do it, He's like, all the idiots in the world who will be pissed off tomorrow will talk about me, because, as we know, either good press or bad press, it's still good press,
Yep.
They're saying my name.
And that's the point.
That's the point.
He was doing, yeah.
So good
way
to miss the point.
Well, I've grown a cabin beard, having never lived outside of a $2 million house.
Everything's fine here. I'm a real man of the world.
Jack Dorsey is a real he's a real man of the people, I feel like rock. If I was on an island and I had to survive and not die and collect, and gather resources like food or other resources for shelter, that if I saw Jack Dorsey with that majestic bird's nest beard, that I wouldn't look at him like, damn, if this guy doesn't know what the fuck's going on right now.
Yeah, I would probably not be, he would be the last guy I would depend on.
Yeah, he would be the first guy I was like, I'm not even hungry. Like,
look,
I'm not even hungry, and I'm going to eat you out of principle.
Yeah, we're six, and we got enough food for four, so two of us got to go.
Hey, we got 6 months of MREs. I like, cool, we're meeting the beard guy now.
Yeah, I vote for Jack Dorsey.
He's it's no good for nobody.
He's just been sitting around complaining.
He's not even complaining. He's over there with all the coconuts. Mm-hmm. He's taking all the coconuts from everyone else.
Yeah.
And he's bitching about everybody else who wants two coconuts. So these people, they're illegitimate.
Yeah. And it's like I said, you know, Twitter should just shut down and just go away.
Yeah, but
it's like, but you know, the thing about Twitter was like, you know, in 2015, it was like, people were like, oh, that thing's going to die.
And it will, but just not soon enough.
And then of course Trump comes into play, and he really
I'm the head of Twitter.
Twitter's only there because of me. Twitter's there only there because of me.
They had to take away.
Twitter would not exist still today if it wasn't for me.
You know? It's like the Shane Gillis skit where he was like, social media, huh? I had to take it away from me. I was too good.
It was too good. Too good. Beat them at their own game.
Not really, because they made millions.
Yeah, oh, they made millions. Just off his name alone. You know, Twitter, so you could, obviously.
So what?
Can you believe what Trump said today? Last night, Trump tweets, Pelosi's a bitch. Oh, well, you're right.
Yeah. So I just had this thought. So what other business model can you make fun of the people that you claim to be on the same side of, and then use that exact thing to make money out of, and then claim to be moralistic?
Interesting. Yeah. I think they call that hypocrisy.
And it's so blatant. It's like, I know, you know, like some sort of generalized base version of hypocrisy has become like, too well used to the point where it's almost lost all meaning, but you have to acknowledge like some of these really legitimate instances where that happens, where it's like, can't you really point out the hypocritical nature of all this not fucking support this person?
Right. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Like I said, even Trump, you know, and then he got pissed that he got took down, you know, he got pissed. What would you expect? But I'm just saying, you know, but even after, like, you know, after the 2020 elections and that that whole Trump news cycle left, like, millions of, like, people who worked in, you know, media lost their jobs because they no longer had – they didn't – their job was to monitor Trump, you know?
Well, yeah.
You know, started, like, find anything that Trump might say, do.
Yes.
You know, we need you to comb every speech. Everything that he says.
Could you say, like, that's when they started really vying for attention?
Yeah.
At that point, where they will get attention at any means necessary.
At any means necessary.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as, you know, as much as we can talk about Trump, or you can like or hate Trump, but he did definitely expose the media, you know?
Even inadvertently.
Inadvertently. Yeah. The media, as far as just, you know, I remember the time, but, you know, he'll, like Shane Gillis said, he'll go down as the funniest president ever.
I mean, that's probably one of the best.
It's the truth.
You know, honestly, it's like, truth. It's like, if it's Grandpa not the best, it's
has a dog faced wife.
Yeah.
You know, he said that.
Someone needs to tell her that her pussy stinks. Oh, this chair smells. See, I told her. But then it's like, they want to be like, oh, he made an Asian joke 10 years ago. He's outside of it. But then it's like,
he took the dignity of the presidency.
But then it's like, you look at his content, and I showed it to my left-wing parents, and they was like, this is fucking hilarious. Like, this is like, it's objectively, funny.
And objectively, and he talked about his dad. He's like, he goes, like, he was talking about his dad.
Watching
Fox News all day. He goes, just imagine that you're sitting around watching Fox News all day, bloated. You know? He's like, I'd be in the kitchen with my mom, I hear my dad out there going, whoa, like, you know, they're showing like rocket bombs firing down on some buildings. And then he's like, whoa, what's their beef? You
know? And
he's like, he never had a moment. Serious answer to anything. He's like, Dad, what's going on in the news today?
Oh, can you believe
can that? Can you, Nancy Pelosi's a bitch. Okay.
That cunt.
That cunt.
Fucked Hunter Biden on a laptop. And then Giuliani's wrinkled ass is going to prove it.
He's going to prove it. The Kraken.
No, it's that's what like started this whole thing from like 2015. Really.
Oh my gosh,
the
start really?
Of this whole thing for me was stuff like that, because that was probably like my parents were, even though like not even like leftish, rightish, anything like that. Probably back then, yeah. Even then they're a little
my
bit
favorite
left,
statement. My like, favorite statement from you know from liberal friends when they talk about you know the contrast between Trump and Obama. They're like, well, at least Obama did it with dignity and, you know, and serenity. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's an unrelated point.
He brought grace
definitely
and dignity,
more charismatic.
Dignity to the presidency.
I'm like, dignity was lost way before yeah. He even thought about being president.
It's like,
so
well, it's
so
like, you know.
That,
it's like, you know, I was hoping for change. I was hoping for change.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely changed it, you know. And I look back and I'm like, God damn.
Well, you know? I feel like the past 30 years have been desperate times called for desperate measures. Yeah. And that's come at the right side and the left side at the expense. Oh, but like
at the expense of.
You remember how, like I said, like, you know, all shit ideas start with good intentions. There was a lot of good intentions starting out with all of this.
Right.
But it always ends up in the same dipshits taking over everything and fucking it up for literally everything.
And then the special interest groups move in and people get people get paid off. And then you just end up in the same circle, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you know, even with Obama, you know, once he took power, you know, and then he had to pay up for all these fucking campaign promises and money that he took from all these special interest groups.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out he was a communist. Or maybe not born in America. I'm just saying, I'm just making jokes, all right?
See, this is when you start, and unfortunately this is a thing that should just be
not like, trying to get kicked off Spotify.
No, but this is one of the things that should just be like let go of. It's like, oh, we understand. It's like, oh, there's a buildup, and then you make a satirical joke. And then it's like, that's the sort
that's
of like ebb and flow of fucking, you know,
comedy.
But when people don't understand that and they try to find offense where there is no offense, then what you have said is just now offensive. Okay. Even though if you had, you know, as Louis C.K. said, use your regular brain, not your crazy brain.
Right.
And you just look at this.
I totally agree with you. I know exactly where you're going with this. It's like sometimes, you know, I've been called out on many a things, you know, like I've said things just like in flow, like you said, ebb and flow. Sometimes, you know, the joke comes out, you know, or you just get the perfect setup from other folks.
So why wouldn't you go for that?
And you wouldn't go for it. So you go for it and like, you know, maybe you might offend maybe one person, but the other two people are going, ha!
But now we're at the point. Now we're at the point where you're not even talking about offending one person. You're talking about offending a group of
people. A group
of
people.
For some reason.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing is like, all right, maybe it offends one people, but I feel like the vast majority of people who have any base understanding and don't have a moderate to high head injury are going to fucking see that and be like, oh, this guy's going into a joke. And I don't care if you think the joke is funny. I don't care if you like the joke and think it's the funniest fucking thing you've ever seen, or you think it's the least funniest thing you've ever seen.
Or the most offensive thing you've ever heard.
It doesn't matter because you know the intention behind it. So this is why it's like, I don't really support trolls because they kind of fucking annoy me and they kind of create some of the division that's coming out of it. It's mostly media. But there's a little bit of division that comes out of that. So then I was like, I don't really like trolls, but then it's like I see the reactions to trolls.
You know,
and that's what bothers me is like, wait a minute, like they were doing this for the reason of trying to instigate you people, and all you do is not only go head first into it, but then it's like you double down on the head first into it. It's like, and also you're the worst people that ever lived. Like, you look so incoherent right now. It's not even funny, which is what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be funny. And even if you don't like it, then you don't like it. Right. I don't have a problem with you not finding something funny.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Yeah. My point is that sometimes like I inadvertently become a troll. It's like I didn't like go
natural.
Into
it. Yeah, I did for it. Yeah.
I didn't really look into it, but you know, things that strike me that are funny. And if I get a, you know,
you look for the humor,
the sarcasm or the humor inside of something, and then and I say things, and all of a sudden, now you've cast me into this part. Like now I guess I have to be the troll.
So, you know? So I guess what you're doing is you're making fun of the fact that you're getting like, hey, this is the hat that you wear now. Yeah. Like this group comes over because you said this thing, this trolling thing that's supposed to be kind of sarcastic and funny. Obvious. Yeah. They look at you as like, oh, you wear this white supremacist hat now, and they put this hat on you, and after they put this hat on you, they go, look at the hat that you wear. Look at what you decided to wear.
And me just being kind of an asshole and a dick about the whole thing.
Then you double down.
I go for it. Now I'm going to stick the joke.
And now you're going to go further.
I'm going to go further. I'm just going to continue and listen to your craziness and compile the craziest thing I can say. I'm guilty of it. I'm not going to lie. I've done it. You know, I've did it today.
No, I'm not saying it's like, even if I think it's mildly detrimental, I'm not saying it's detrimental. Like,
I'm just happy for a little thumbs up from one guy. You know, one guy goes, I get the joke.
It's the response to it. It's the response to it.
Yeah.
That creates this conflict, and the whole idea of it is supposed to point out the fact that the response to the conflict is ridiculous. So the fact that you're responding to it with conflict is ridiculous.
Right.
So it's just like that's what starts a self-perpetuating thing. Then you cut it down to end the clips that CNN uses, and all of a sudden we're in a fucking cult civil war.
I actually went into the cult civil war.
Everybody's fucking retarded.
I got some memes about, you know, like one guy, he decided. You know, he posted up like, you know, like a picture of Trump standing behind his daughter with her eyes like wide open. Said, this is what your daughter looks like when, you know, you back up with on her with a boner. I'm like, what? This doesn't even have anything to do with anything that I was actually talking about, you know.
See, but that's like a.
I'm just like, oh, you're trolling to troll me.
So that's what I'm saying. Like. Don't get too.
I didn't get too involved with it. I didn't even respond to that. I'm just like, we're just gonna leave that alone.
No,
hopefully, other people see this and like, we should take that
in that respect.
Here.
Like,
you know, actually, we're on President Joe Biden's page, so yeah. I would hope somebody like, we should take that out of here. You know, I'm like, I'm not even responding to, even though I thought of some good little comes back. I was like, that's what your mom looked like when I snuck up behind her. Yeah. You know, I'm like, that's a good one. But I was like, I'm just gonna let it go.
Up with better. But that's what
I was like, is that what your daughter feels like?
But that's a troll recognized troll moment, right? That's not just a random random person who is like, I disapprove of what you're doing. That's a person who also trolls,
yeah.
And then sees that you are a troll. It's like when you're out there fishing and then everybody out there is out there jet skiing and they're having a good time, and that's fun. But you're out there fishing, and then you look across the water, and you see another guy casting his line. And you look at him, and he's like, "You're fishing too."
Yeah,
like you're fucking.
And then you're looking for it,
but he's gonna steal your fish. So you look at him, and like, "You motherfucker, you're out
motherfucker.
Here. This is my spot.
Like, why are you in my spot? You know, this is where the fish are."
And then you look at him, and he's like, "I know this is where the fish are, and that's why I'm here, and I'm fishing too." And you're like,
"But I even said like even in the beginning, I was just like, I was like, you know, it's like it's very easy to get, you know." You know, crazy, you know, self-righteous people fired up. It's so easy.
It is.
It's so easy.
It is. Everybody's crazy, stupid. And isn't it fun? Isn't it fun that we've all devolved into this point where everybody is so just like short-term stupid that they don't have time to like reflect on the past point until they're already on to the next thing.
It's like, you know, it's like, I didn't, I was, you know, and the thing people are like, you know, obviously, you know, they're trying to make me mad. And I'm just like,
that's the point of trolling. You're not going to get mad. You're there to troll.
You're there just to, like, just keep sticking the jab.
But so then they make it worse.
You know?
then they make it worse
with, like, idiotic statements.
Because then what do you do?
You've opened yourself up to, you just made this ridiculous point that
because now you're going to respond.
Yeah, I can't help but not
at that point. Yeah,
you know, it's like I got to stick it
because you know they're triggered by it.
It's like I take my cues from Norm Macdonald. Stick the joke, you know. Stick with it,
dude.
Don't stop. Don't stop it.
Norm Macdonald, great, but you know what? OJ, stick with your bit. He stuck with his bit and he murdered two people. He stuck with his bit and he's a huge proponent of the criminal justice system as of today.
Yeah.
And he's got a huge Twitter following and a bunch of bitches and fucking like, that is insane. That is insane.
Oh my God, I would be your slave.
That is insane that this guy who murdered two people is that popular, but that's the way it fucking happened.
Yeah. So, but yeah, stick your joke, you know.
Stick to your bit.
Stick to your bit. If you've been labeled,
if you can do that with comedy,
if you've been labeled the troll, go ahead and be the troll.
If you can do that with comedy, you'll make a living, and you don't have to kill anyone.
You know, I've looked at people, and I was like, I'm playing the part right now. You know,
but that's the thing is they want you to wear that hat.
I'm going to be the shtick. You want the shtick? I'll give you the shtick.
They want you to be the person that they imagine is the worst person so that they can yell at it, which is why social media exists, because it's all people screaming into the void.
Yeah.
Like, it's all people screaming into a nothingless void other than having...
That makes no difference at all.
Because God forbid, why would you have a challenging conversation with somebody you disagree with?
Maybe sometime in life, I might run into one of these people and actually meet them.
You probably will.
And have no idea that we trolled each other.
Possibly. It's possible.
It's a good possibility. I'm not saying that it could not happen. You know,
yeah. As long
the world is a funny place.
Yeah, we don't live in shacks. We live in outside of a decently sized city, so it's you meet a lot of people.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. So, and you're going to be like, oh yeah, that was me. Yeah, I'm that guy. And then everybody be like, no shit, I have some good stuff. Yeah,
you'd have
get the joke.
You'd have mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews.
It's always mixed reviews because you're always going to piss off somebody.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. I had one guy tell me, he's like, I can't believe that you would say that all the things that have happened and with all the deaths from the pandemic, I can't believe you'd say things like this. And I was like, people die every second in the world. I'm sorry. You know, it's true. And then he was like, you don't understand mortality rates between pandemic and normal death. And I'm like, what is normal death?
See, he's taking a poor argument to that because it's like if you're trying to sell somebody like that on it, that's not the way to go about it.
Yeah,
that's not the way to go about it.
Normal death. Normal death is when a person dies, whether it be from disease or just being old. Yeah.
They're being hyperbolic. They're trying to play up the situation. Like, you know,
and has the pandemic played a role in the death of people? Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 800,000 people. Yeah.
Has it played
part? It's not a small number.
Has the flu played a part? Has hepatitis played a part? Has cancer played a part? Has fucking dick rot played a part? I don't know.
See, and this is where I end up the dipshit in the middle being like, that's a poor argument too. Like, that's a shit argument too. Just as well, and that's how... Like, everyone keeps fucking, like, I feel like I'm in between two crashing waves of stupid, where it's just like people are just trying to fight for the sake of fighting rather than trying to convey information to each other, come to an understanding, and work together to a solution.
Yeah, stop just loading a tsunami load of shit on us.
Like, I'm sorry, the whole Build Back Better and including Make America Great Again, it was just trying to get back it was just trying to get back to a point where we all kind of, like, we disagree, but we work together because we're on the same team. We stopped being on the same team, and now everybody's fucking trying to fucking win a losing battle, and it's a race to the bottom.
Yeah, it's definitely a race to the bottom.
And here we are.
And here we are.
2022. New year.
The new year. We've made another 30 minutes. Hope you enjoyed this last
This will be the last
bit of rambling.
But it is the new year, so I'd like to say Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. Make the best out of it.
Glad you're here.
Don't fall for the bullshit.
Stay tuned for more content throughout this entire 2022.
Right. We'll be coming into the third season, actually, coming up soon.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. Yeah. So stay tuned. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Google. All the casts of
The cast of pods. Maybe I'll do a YouTube video since it's a little slower.
Slick.
Maybe we'll try to put that up again.
We'll see you in the next one.
Peace.